Passing a budget to pay for roads, health care, schools, prisons, and parks is the only job lawmakers are technically required to do under the state constitution. It starts with a draft from the governor, followed by months of meetings from the bipartisan Joint Budget Committee to craft it.
It's great, just the way it is. Leave it alone.
That's Democratic Budget Committee member Pat Stebman of Denver. And while lawmakers in both parties ultimately did leave the budget largely alone, it wasn't for lack of trying to change it. Legislators offered dozens of amendments on everything from reducing money for childhood immunizations to cutting funds for state standardized tests for math and English in K-12 schools.
Why are we sticking to a failing program, one that is by waves being refused by parents, teachers, and our students?
Republican Senator Vicky Marble of Fort Collins sits on the Education Committee. Even though lawmakers in both parties are trying to find ways to reduce the number of tests, the proposal still failed. Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath of Boulder says stripping the funding doesn't help.
This conversation is not doing away with testing as I read this amendment. All this amendment says is the state's not going to pay for it. The mandate to do the testing still exists. So I think we're having the wrong conversation here.
Several testing bills are currently moving through the State House. Senate Minority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora says substantive changes should happen there.
And I do happen to be in the camp of thinking that we have overburdened teachers, students, and parents, and that we are taking time away from the classroom from instruction.
Even when proposals have little chance of passing, budget amendments give lawmakers an opportunity to try and resurrect failed measures and debate hot political topics. For instance, Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri of Westminster requested that Colorado try to attract companies from states like Indiana that have religious liberty laws on the books.
And I think it's good business sense for us to recruit those businesses to Colorado because we do have a fully inclusive non-discrimination policy in public accommodation. So those businesses are welcome to come here. We are open for business.
It follows a national discussion over the Indiana law, which would allow individuals and corporations to cite religious beliefs as a defense when sued. Opponents say it means businesses could discriminate against the LGBT community. But Republican Budget Committee member Kevin Grantham notes that Colorado's Economic Development Office can already attract any business it wants.
Thank you for all the wonderful political points being made. Sounds like an interesting piece of legislation that you can run.
Because the budget covers every aspect of state government, almost anything is fair game for an amendment. One Republican tried to reduce funding for additional inspectors, enforcement, and permitting staff for energy regulators, while a Democrat proposed adding more oil and gas inspectors. One measure was withdrawn, the other proposal failed. Budget Committee Chair Republican Kent Lambert says all the amendments added up to more than $50 million.
That would definitely put us out of balance on this budget. I think the long bill is pretty robust in trying to reasonably cover all the bases in all of these different programs, all the different departments, and all the different functions of the state.
This year, lawmakers have about $9.5 billion in their discretionary fund. It's also the first time in a decade that the state will be required to refund money to taxpayers under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights or Tabor Amendment. Next week, the Democratic-controlled House will get its chance to make tweaks to the budget. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.